This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. I'd like to believe it's a Session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, 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 stay involved. Be involved in the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and just, seriously, just being involved and engaged. Sending me information. Information is good. I need information. Don't send me bogus stuff, though. Please, try to check it out first. Makes my life a lot easier. But anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that you're involved, you're engaged, you're doing things. You know, in the bottom of the hour, we're going to bring on Matt Bellis with Liberty HealthShare. And, you know, again, when you talk about truly having total control of your body. I mean, you libs are all about total control of your body, right? Especially for women. I mean, if you, with Liberty HealthShare and health sharing, you have control of your body. You get to decide what services you're going to take or not take, what services you're going to work out with the doctor or not. As opposed to an insurance company who says, "You, we're not paying for anything unless you do A, B, and C first." You have to do it their way. And that's how the doctor has to diagnose things. He has to diagnose things based on what the insurance company says. And that's no fun. Because you end up going through a whole bunch of tests. You end up doing a whole bunch of things that you just, you don't need to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole. You know, some of the things that scare these people, and you know who these people are, right? I was looking at some of the numbers. They actually cut off an ABC news correspondent because she just suggested or had talked about the size of the rally, Trump's rally the other night. That she had never seen anything so big. And all of a sudden, you know, they lost the feed. But when they were in Michigan, at the Michigan rally the other night, these people had been there for a day and a half, maybe 2 days. They can't get them to do that. The Dems can't anyway. There's nothing exciting about it. Who do they have? They're five people at the top. With the exception of one, are all old white people. I mean, the party of diversity? Apparently, I'm not educated enough to understand their kind of diversity. Or, as I always say, they use a whole different dictionary. But you're talking about bitter cold in December in Michigan, and the lines were around the corner. Some people got there at 5:30 in the morning. So they could get in, and they were there to, I don't even know what time it started, 6 or 7 at night, maybe later, I don't know. There isn't a movie or a video game that I would get in line that long to wait for. I'm not one of those people you find out at Best Buy, you know, what is it, on Black Thursday, I don't even know what they call it anymore, right? Where you get a deal. So anyway, I mean, they were expecting over 10,000, and I know some of you guys are going, well, yeah, he pays them. So what? He doesn't. But were you upset that yours can't? Yours can. I mean, if you guys elect Liz Warren, or you nominate Liz Warren, it's going to show me how mentally tweaked you really are. And I say that because, you know, think about something. Here's a woman who made $400,000 a year based on a lie, teaching one class at Harvard based on a lie. And then she rails against people who do this kind of thing, but she's doing it herself. I mean, this is a common thread in that party. And then she made what? One year she made $1.9 million on top of what she made at Harvard for speaking gigs. Are we serious? And she's still railing against the rich? Well, what is she? Come on, think about that. What is she? She's an old white rich person. Railing against old white rich people, I would think that makes you mentally incapable of holding any kind of office. If you hate yourself that much, how can you take office? I just don't understand. That's like me saying, don't believe anything an Italian tells you. That'd be kind of stupid, wouldn't it? And then she had the guts. I guess, you know what? Guys, I love you. I appreciate the time you spend with me, but I am not watching Dem debates for you. I'm not doing it. But apparently tonight the debate erupted after Lizzie. She accused Pete Buttigieg of being a billionaire shill for his $900 wine bottle fundraiser. Amy Klobuchar, she mocked the 37-year-old mayor's inexperience, saying winning matters. Well, if you're a moron, really, if you haven't got two brain cells to rub together, who wants you as president? I don't care how old you are. And if you're going to go down that road, yeah, they better not ignore Joe Biden, creepy Uncle Joe. You know, and again, I heard this thing erupted all night long. And the idiots went after each other. They had so much more stuff to work with, and they went after each other. You gotta love it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, Matt Fallis will join me from Liberty Health Share after the break. Don't go far. You need to learn about this stuff. You might as well learn about it here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper, article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
Yeah. We are back. You're listening to Real Fighter. GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, I really mean it. I know that you know that they're sponsors of the show, but the reality is I don't take just anybody on, and you know that. If you've been around here any length of time, you know that to be true. So when I bring sponsors on, it's because I believe that they can add value. If you, as conservatives, don't see value in calling out your own health care, having control of your own body, I can't help you. I don't even know what to tell you. But Matt Bellis joins us, and let's see what he has to say about it. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Get involved. Get engaged. And you know, as I went off on you last night, which is nothing new for me, don't just be a Facebook warrior, right? Don't just sit there pounding on the keyboard thinking you're making a difference. I don't know of anybody who said to me, man, I tell you what, I saw this thread or what do you want to call it, page on Facebook, and I totally changed my mind. It doesn't work that way. All right? It really doesn't. I mean, you can impart some wisdom or give some tidbits of truth that they can chew on, but you're not going to get them, you know, with your hours and hours on Facebook. You're very rarely going to get anybody to really change their minds. You've got to talk to the expert, real experts, not keyboard experts, but real experts. And that's why I bring people like Matt Bellis on with me with Liberty HealthShare. Matt, thank you so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I'm just back from the front lines of the Facebook
world, so. I did love it. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go to Facebook right now, and I'm going to put up a petition, and we're going to whatever. Yeah, I'm going to go eat dinner. You know, I mean, seriously. God bless some of you guys that are out there fighting it on Facebook. But again, let's get to reality. All right.
Exactly.
Healthcare. There's another thing that I get asked a lot when you and I talk, and healthcare, health sharing. I mean, what is the difference between the two? I know you're not an insurance company. What are you?
It's always a good thing to just, whenever you show up for the party, just let people know who you are.
That's right.
We as a healthcare sharing ministry, we're a 501c3 nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry of like men and women voluntarily working together to share in each other's medical expenses. We have a group of people all across the nation who are voluntarily each and every month sending in what's called share amounts. Those share amounts are directed by Liberty HealthShare to other members who have a need. Basically, what we've done is set people free in the realm of healthcare as individual self-pay patients who are gathering together to share those medical expenses during those times that are unexpected and unaffordable. People use this as their primary way of paying for their health care. It's not insurance. We don't spread risk. We don't promise that we're going to take all of the risk from one person and put it to another. And we don't pool our funds. We don't put our money into what I like to affectionately call a bureaucratic black hole. We all are each individually sharing medical bills. It's actually, I like this time of year because I watch It's a Wonderful Life, and you see George talking to the town and saying, well, the money's not here. It's in Joe's house, and it's in Frank's house. That's basically what we have done in Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare doesn't have a fund that we manage. We're managing the relationships between people to share money with one another. So, yes, that's what makes us different. That's why we're a different way to take care of your health care bills. I think it's better because it puts individuals back in charge of their health care, all the while supporting them with a community of people who are ready and willing to support them.
Now, when you say, again, we use the word self-pay patients and that kind of stuff, but when you say put you back in charge of health care, let's just talk about that for a minute, what that really means from a technical standpoint. And I'm not asking you to put down the insurance companies. I do that all by myself. But when you go in and you have an insurance, quote-unquote, insurance policy, the doctor is kind of bound to work within certain guidelines. He or she can only do certain procedures at certain points in trying to diagnose your issue. That's a whole different animal than actually sitting with the doctor. He's got no real guidelines, if you would, or barriers. I'm going to put them down as barriers in his way, where you can sit, discuss with the doctor what he thinks you might have and how you move forward to make it better or to get the care that you need. Correct? Isn't that kind of how it works?
Well, first off, the biggest issue is, can you go see that doctor or hospital whenever you have that third-party payment? Because a lot of times you're bound by a network of providers that you're able to access. And if you're able to access that particular provider, does that mean that provider is going to be able to do what you want them to do, or are they going to be doing what the third-party payment system is going to want them to do? So there are a lot of restrictions when you're talking about third-party pay, because you're not in charge. There are bureaucrats in charge. There are people in offices thousands of miles away from you who are calling the shots on your health care. A lot of people don't look at it that way and don't realize that's what's going on, but effectively, that's what's happening. And the doctors and hospitals, become the de facto bureaucrat that tells you what you can and can't do. And that's not what doctors and hospitals want to do. They want to treat you. They want to make you better. So it's a completely different way of thinking about it, because as self-pay patients, we hold the power of the purse strings. When you're dealing with an individual, you're dealing with the person who's actually calling the shots of what's going to happen and not happen. When the doctor is talking to you, you're the one who is ultimately responsible for your health care bills. Now, during those times, like I've said, that are unexpected and unaffordable, that's when that community comes together to support you in your time of need. But this is a different mentality when you're talking about ownership of your health care, responsibility over your health care, but ultimately freedom in health care, because now you've got skin in the game and you're calling the shots and you can say what you want and what you don't want. So it's a different way of approaching health care. I would argue ultimately better, because it changes the dynamic in your health care altogether. No longer are you beholden to some third-party payment system. It's up to you how you want to be handled.
Yeah, you know, if you're listening to this, listen to what Matt's saying and the question that I asked. How many times you've been sitting in the doctor's office, and a doctor has said to you with your insurance policy, has said to you, well, I would normally go down this road, or I would like to do this, but we have to do A, B, and C first in order for the insurance to cover you, kind of thing. And that, if that doesn't send a chill up your spine or bells and whistles or, you know, as I used to call them, the death panels, you know, you got to send a request to them to keep you alive. I don't know what does. I don't know why. I mean, oh, God, I'm going to insult somebody, but that's nothing new. You know what I mean? It's like reading the side of a cigarette pack going, hey, keep this up, you're going to die. Hey, you make the decision to keep going. It's up to you. Anyway, got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Matt Bellis from Liberty Health here in just a few minutes.
You've been listening to Real Side. We will be back shortly.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Democrats holding their sixth of 12
primary debates scheduled for the election season, the PBS NewsHour and Politico sponsoring the event at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Seven candidates qualified: former Vice President Joe Biden, South Bend Mayor Pete, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Senator Bernie Sanders, businessman Tom Steyer, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and entrepreneur Andrew Yang. The impeachment vote prompting a Democrat to switch parties. President Trump sitting next to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew at the White House with the announcement he's ditching the Democrats and joining the Republican Party.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am.
Van Drew represents New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District in the southern part of the state, which also covers Atlantic City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I mean, I would break something trying to dance to some of this. And I'm not talking about break dancing. I would actually break a body part. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation, because that's the only way to become part of the solution. Let's get them on, because we believe in liberty. We believe in freedom in this show. And it needs to be the same way with your health care, the same way when it comes to taking care of your body. I got it with Matt Bellos, and Matt is with Liberty Health Share, and you know, they are a sponsor of the show. I love having them on because, we're all about, as conservatives, I hope, we're all about choice, freedom, liberty. Why should this be any different than the arguments we have about education? You should be allowed to choose the education that you want for your children, that you want for yourself, for that matter. Same thing with your health. If you want to be around here for a while, you should pay attention to what's going on with your body. You should pay attention to what the doctor is doing for you and with you. Funny, I haven't told Matt this yet, but I was sitting with a friend of mine yesterday who has a very expensive insurance plan / policy. And he has had to make a 1.5-hour trip 3 times to finally get the medication or the approval for the medication he needs because the insurance company wanted him to follow a certain process before he could make it happen. And the doctor said, I knew all along this is what you were going to need. It just wasted time, wasted trip, and he's been miserable for 3 or 4 weeks. Anyway, Matt, thanks for being with me on that note.
What an introduction!
Yeah, there you go.
I feel bad. Yeah, Brett.
Well, you know what? And forgive me if you old timers are listening. He's a very older man, and he just, you know, like you and I have talked in the past. We were brought up at the kitchen table. You watched mom and dad, write out the checks to what? The car insurance, the mortgage company, the house insurance, and the health insurance. It was just what you did. It's just the way life was, and we've been pre-programmed for that kind of thing. The other asinine thing we've been pre-programmed for is open enrollment, right? Only one time a year. That's it. When you get to make a major decision like this, you can't make changes. But that's not true at Liberty HealthShare, is it?
No, no. And we have been inculcated in our culture to look at open enrollment now, and it's just a process by which it's just strange that you have this one time of year to really make this decision. But with Liberty HealthShare, we're not beholden to the open enrollment calendar because, one, we're not insurance, but, two, we are a different approach in how we just bring this whole healthcare model to a head. So we're able to work outside the bounds of that, but still work in the same areas of people's lives that health insurance works. So we're able to provide folks with a different way of taking care of their health care bills that operates outside of that whole open enrollment time period. It was actually kind of a joke because I was hearing from one of my friends that he would call me, and as soon as I picked up, he said, this is, enter in insurance company's name, open enrollment is here. Have you thought about your XYZ? And I just laughed because we get those robocalls all the time, and I don't know if you pursued those.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
It's just fantastic to realize that we live in a world where we only have this one time of year to make a rather life or death decision. That kind of experience has not happened in the past. It's only been within the past 10 years that we've had to deal with this. And so very strange, very odd, but if you've missed it, you're looking at your calendar and saying, gosh darn it, I should have picked what I could. Liberty HealthShare is still available for you.
Yeah, you brought something up that I kind of find amusing is that you're right. I get those robocalls that says, you know, you have a choice. I go, actually, no, I don't, because you're all basically the same. Same guidelines, fairly same, fees or what have you, whatever they charge. It's just really funny. Now that you've said that, I think about it. No, you actually don't have a choice. You actually have the traditional choice with the guidelines that the government and other entities have set forth, or your other choice is Liberty HealthShare, where you can truly have a choice. And it's not even a choice in what services you take or don't take or what have you. It's a choice in taking care of your body. You know, interesting how when you go to the doctor, they always tell you about how people react differently to different medications, different body types, different this, different that. But yet when it comes to traditional health insurance, they take care of everything the same way. Where under Liberty HealthShare, you can glean from that doctor, you can get information from that doctor, read, and you can decide the plan or the direction or what you how you're going to take care of your body. And am I off there or am I close?
No. You're actually very right. It was close to the point that you start recognizing whenever you go to the doctor or hospital, the incentive on how they take care of you has really changed. I don't know if you've been to the doctor or hospital within the past 20 years or so, but the incentives have really been morphed where it's no longer about the individual patients. It's doctors and hospitals trying to manipulate a third-party pay system in order to receive their payment. You brought it up earlier in the last segment where the doctor's saying, I knew this was going to what you're going to be needed, but we had to go through X, Y, and Z hoops to get there because your insurance requires it of you. That is, when I look at that and think about it, and really ponder that, that's a perverse system where the people who are supposed to be helping and in charge of your health, they're having to walk through this deep rut of what they've got to do before what they are able to do. And it's really just a really perverse, different system where you want your doctor and hospital to be free to make the decisions that are necessary for your health, not necessary for them to get paid. So a completely different way of thinking about healthcare when you're back in charge of it and you're saying, doctor, don't worry about getting paid. Treat me. worry about my health, not worry about how you're going to get paid from the bill of this healthcare.
Yeah.
So it changes the dynamic, changes the outcome, really changes the relationship you have with your healthcare.
Yeah, I thought, again, I'm glad you brought that up because you're exactly right. I can think of the past of sitting there with the doctor, and the options that he was giving you weren't necessarily options that were the best for you, but they were the best for your wallet, if you would. They were the best for the insurance company and making sure everything came together unless you want to pay for it all you know, yourself, which is just craziness going somewhere to happen. All right, before we run out of time in this segment, we talk about you talk about membership on a regular basis as opposed to being a customer, right? Whole different mindset when you're part of the family, and I say that because you are family. I mean, you and I have talked about this, and I get a lot of positive feedback, which is I can write a note to somebody going through what I already went through. I can decide to throw a few extra bucks at it to help somebody through you know, maybe a major issue that they're having. And so it's not just this cold, you know, gray building that I'm throwing my money at, is it?
No, and it's a wonderful thing that you bring that up because sometimes I just kind of pass over the fact that that we're a membership. But really, this is a group and a community that you're joining. This is something that you have to have some real skin in the game. You have to really think about the community that you're a part of because people are out there just like you who are trying to make ends meet, who want to be a part of community and who want to be of help to others who are in need of help. It's a fantastic feeling to have going to bed at night knowing that my money's not going to some executive golden parachute. It's going to help Joe. It's going to help others. It's going to help the community be better. And it's a community that I join because we're guided by principles and beliefs that we all agree upon. And so with those ideas in mind, it really is the mindset of a membership because it's something that you're really consciously joining rather than just getting whatever you can from an insurance partner.
Okay, so tell people quickly where they can get their information pack.
So just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. It's a decision guide that you can download right there on the website. It really guides you through the process of whether or not this is a good fit for you, because I like to say that we're not a good fit for everybody. But it is something that if you're ready to take back control of your health care, be responsible, and have the freedom in health care again, this is something for you. So just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. And during the break, go over to Liberty Healthshare. Seriously, just check it out. Ask for your package. Not a big deal. If you don't want to read, I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to lose. You've been listening to The Real Side. Don't go far.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website. I put it up there just for you. I don't need it. I already know what I'm about. So head up to the website. Give me your email address. We send out one email a week. I don't beat you up with them. I don't believe in doing it. I hate when they do it to me. So I sure as heck am not going to do it to you. Do you know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Now, we're coming into Christmas, and for what it's worth, I hate happy holidays. Let me tell you about the Messina tradition here at the house. My wife will tell you this is true. If I get a Christmas card, or whatever you guys want to call it, and it says season greetings or happy holidays, it goes in the trash. I don't care who you are. If you're my mother and you send me a happy holidays card, it goes in the trash. Because it's Christmas, right? We wouldn't be celebrating the day if it wasn't for Christ, Christmas. It's really that simple. And when you say happy holiday, does anybody know, raise your hand if you know the month that has the most amount of holidays in it, or holidays that we celebrate. If you said February, you would be correct. So
guys, I want you to try something. Just once, because you won't have a chance to try it a second time. On Valentine's Day, I want you to look at your wife or your honey, and I want you to say, "Happy holidays, honey." And tell me what happens when you wake up, what hospital you wake up in. Okay? So that's okay. Can't do that. You have to say, "Happy Valentine's Day, sweetheart." You're all, you know, I mean, all that garbage. And I say garbage because I have a whole different viewpoint. And yes, my wife agrees with me on how to deal with, you know, Valentine's Day, guys. Here, I'm going to get you all in trouble. Valentine's Day should be 365 days of the year. All right? Because if the only day that you buy your wife flowers or something like that is Valentine's Day, then you have given into one of the worst capitalistic days of the year. But, you know, I could spend 3 weeks on that. So anyway, when it comes to Christmas, I'm telling you, the big irritant for me is this whole thing where people want to say Merry Xmas or Happy Holidays. What is Xmas anyway? Somebody has to explain that to me. You're so lazy, you can't spell the word Christ? Are you serious? It's just a little pet peeve. This is like pet peeve moment for Joe, right? So anyway, it's the same thing with all this other stuff. If I know you're Jewish and you're a friend of mine and I know you're Jewish, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to wish you a happy Hanukkah because I have enough respect for you. I understand, and I'm going to make sure that you get what's due you. But do you understand what a slap in the face it is? I don't really know. I'd be lying to you if I said I did. I don't know what a real Muslim holiday is. But I'm sure you wouldn't do it to them. So why do it to your Jewish friends? Why do it to your Christian friends? I don't know. Any special days for Buddhists or any of the others? And I'm not making fun and I'm not belittling. I just don't know. So if you've got some kind of holiday greeting that you'd like or do you want to enlighten me on, I'm more than happy to take it in. But don't insult, and Christians who say, "Yeah, it's okay, I get it." No, don't do that. Because they don't do it for you. Your Christian, you know, you saying Merry Christmas to somebody aggravates the crud out of them. So why should you give in? Just a question. So Campus Reform recently went out, talked to a bunch of kids, and asked them what they thought, whether Merry Christmas or Happy New Year, you know what I'm talking about, the more religious days. But they asked them whether Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays was fine. Now, they were fine with a lot, but I'm not. And I'm the only one that counts, just so we're clear. All right? We'll take a listen. Maybe. You know, I always love when these things work the first time. Makes me look so good, doesn't it? Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Josh Aminoff here with Campus Reform, and today I'm here at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, asking students if they think it's offensive to say Merry Christmas. Do you think it's offensive to say Merry Christmas?
Sometimes. I guess it depends on the moment.
No, not necessarily offensive. I think everyone has their own preference. If someone says Merry Christmas to me, I'm not Christian, but I just say it back because I think it's so much more a commercial holiday at this point.
I personally believe that saying Merry Christmas isn't offensive, but I think saying Happy Holidays is a way more inclusive way to incorporate all the different holidays. So I personally...
So, help enlighten me here, because I know we have, what do we have, Festivus and... I don't know. We have all kinds of holidays, right? In that little time frame. So, really, do we include them all? Because they don't all include us, nor do they, frankly, nor do they want us included. So why do we go out of our way? It truly is Christmas. It is not anything else. But at times, Christmas and Hanukkah overlap, and that's okay. That's all cool. We're actually cousins, if you would, from the same book. But why this inclusiveness? Listen, Christ was inclusive. He is for everybody. I know people of different faiths that believe in Jesus. They don't accept him as their Lord, but they believe in him. They believe in him as a man of love, a man of peace. They haven't read the book, but that's okay.
say happy holidays.
I think it's kind of weird just to say Merry Christmas.
There's so many religions and practices that saying Merry Christmas may be a little too close, but happy holidays is fine. I personally celebrate Christmas, but I do think that saying happy holidays is more inclusive for everyone.
Do you think it's offensive to say Merry Christmas?
Not at all. I've been saying Merry Christmas my whole life, and I intend to until the day I die.
It is more inclusive.
There's my man! Listen, I'm not going to get preachy here, you guys, but I want you to think about something. Jesus, in one hand, was totally inclusive. Anybody who wanted to trust in him, anybody who wanted to be part of the team, you're welcome in. We welcome you with open arms. Okay? But he was also extremely exclusive. There's only one way. He's the way. That's what he said. I didn't say it. Didn't write the book. Take it up with him. But the bottom line with it is, you can't have it both ways. He is inclusive in the sense that anybody can come to him. He turns no one away. But in the same token, he is the only way. That's what the book says. So don't throw anything at me. Throw it at the book. Take it up with him.
Inclusive to say happy holidays, so.
It's just saying Merry Christmas is like a greeting, you know. There's no problem with saying Merry Christmas at all.
I don't think it's offensive because, like, Christmas is a thing. But, like, I would say happy holidays normally just to be, like, inclusive or whatnot.
No, I'm not offended at all. I'm an atheist, too, and that doesn't offend me whatsoever. Most people in this country are Christian, therefore, why would it be bad to say Merry Christmas? Because most...
Listen, when an atheist tells you it's okay to say Merry Christmas, maybe you need to learn something. What do you think, right? Could we take a lesson from this? And I got to tell you something. I have nothing against atheists, even being a Christian. Yeah. I love them. I wish they would become part of the family. I think it takes so much more faith to be an atheist. You know, one of my jokes I've been told for a long time on the show is some of you think we're crazy for believing in a God that created all this. But I want you to think about something, right? Let's talk science for a second. You believe that out of a total vast nothingness, I mean nothing existed, and somehow out of total nothingness, two atoms popped up out of somewhere, I don't know where or how they started. And then out of this vast nothingness of the universe, they somehow collided at an intersection in this vast universe. Am I making my point? Think about what you're believing. So they collide. They hit each other. Apparently the traffic lights weren't working. All right? They start this big bang that is continually on the move now. So, the universe is being created over a billion years from two atoms that came out of nothing, out of nowhere, into the vast nothingness of space. They found each other to collide to get this thing rolling. And you think that I'm crazy for believing in a creator that started everything rolling? Again, you guys are tremendous, tremendous in faith, whether you believe it or not. And I got to tell you, the one night that I got the most amount of phone calls on the show, 42 to be exact, was when we were talking about what atheists believe. And truly, in essence, it is a true form of religion in and of itself. Not making fun. Really not. It is what it is.
If you are Christian, therefore, it's pretty safe to assume most people celebrate it.
People are allowed to practice religious freedom.
If a professor, let's say, or a student in class were to say Merry Christmas to you or to someone else, do you think that should be allowed? Do you think that's wrong?
Shouldn't be my opinion because I am part of the majority, so it's not really offensive when someone says Merry Christmas to me or to celebrate Christmas. But if other people have those feelings, I'm sure they have reason to feel that way. So maybe to them it is not inclusive. It's rude. If I was
Well, let me tell you what. I believe saying Merry Christmas is very inclusive because Jesus is for everybody. Jesus loves everybody. He'd love to have you part of the family. I'd love to have you part of the family. But you know what? We're done. So you have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back with us tomorrow.